many years I want sing a calypso, but it's lack of experience. I'm a fan, I ain't true the canary and rebel them this competition was tense. So my first entry in this competition, we gon' call it that don't make sense. I gon' tell you stories and situation and you judge with a fair conscience. Not forgetting the former commissioner who wants sell gun in the country. When I think of Silal and the gun license, I just envision comedy. He could have seek the minister permission and avoid no publicity. But instead, he put the address, sign the letter, and send the letter right back to him. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. I could sing whole year, but the GPF but it gon' sound like a bashing police. Their job.
Welcome to the Voice No Thoughts podcast. All right, good evening. I'm your host, Joel Frank. Welcome to the Voice No Thoughts podcast for tonight, September 9th, 2019. Tonight we're going to be talking about: how can you tell if a potential partner is serious as opposed to if they're just playing games or out to use you? Tonight's show is entitled Don't Play Games With My Heart. There are two companies, two organizations that you never have to worry about playing games with your spectacles and your IT equipment, and those are Diamond Optical. Diamond Optical is located on the third floor of City Mall. Their telephone number is 223-8433. They have a 6-month credit plan available for you with free lifetime servicing. They are the best place in Ghana to get deals on contact lenses and spectacles. Frank Information Technology Solutions provides open source solutions to businesses in the area of accounting and websites, along with point of sale systems. So if you have something you want to set up, find them on Facebook, Frank Information Technology Solutions. Moving into the topic. As I said, don't play games with my heart. How can you tell if a potential partner is serious as opposed to if they are just playing games or out to use you? As always, you can send in your voice notes to my WhatsApp if you have it, or you can send your messages or voice notes straight into the Facebook page for the voice note files. Let's get into it.
That don't make sense.
Joy, Angel, Dominic, good night to you guys. How are you doing tonight? How would you guys suggest you recognize if someone is really into you or if they're just out to use you or play games? What have you guys got to say?
First entry in this competition, we gon' call it that don't make sense. I gon' tell you stories and situation and you judge with a fair conscience. Not forgetting the former commissioner who wants sell gun in the country. When I think of Silal and the gun license, I just envision comedy. He could have seek the minister permission and avoid no publicity.
Good night to you, Mr. Frank. How are you doing this evening? Tonight's topic is don't play. The title of tonight's show is Don't Play Games With My Heart. We're discussing how can you tell if a potential partner is serious as opposed to if they're just playing games or out to use you. As always, you can send in your voice notes via the voice note files page on Facebook by simply messaging us. Or if you have my WhatsApp number, you can just WhatsApp me your voice note or message. Messages are anonymous and can be introduced with any name of your choosing. Voice notes are also anonymous, but they will be played on the live.
Darkest thing to the highest bribe and the button without degree. Remember last year shootout with police?
I remember.
When three men die on DC wall. When I hear the police explanation, it didn't make no damn sense at all.
Really?
So our first contribution tonight comes in from Delilah. And I'll read that for you in a second.
At one bullet touch the car, that don't make sense.
The man has tripped.
That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Okay, so Delilah says, it's impossible to tell if someone's intentions. Dating is a step of faith. The most you can do is to know the areas that you are willing to compromise and the areas you aren't. And remember, if someone isn't adding to you, they are taking from you. So you should be willing to walk away when your intuition is screaming at you to do so. I asked Delilah, what about red flags? She says, like I said, you should know the areas for compromise and the stuff you aren't going to settle for. If he is making it a habit to be late, then you will have to know if you're going to put up with that. If he or she is always low on cash and needs help, then you're going to have to decide if that's an icebreaker for you also. Thank you for your contribution, Delilah. I see Angel in the comment stream there. I'm going to go see what she says and read it out for you guys in a second.
Yo, Joey, you know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen to this, from my heart. People them fighting power, people them fighting fame. People them trying to fight crazy ears, but alive and still in the game. Some people them looking for love, and other people looking for money. Some people on the corner late at night, looking for your morning buddy. Some people said they don't like that. And other people don't like white. Well, if we leave them stupid people in the corner, now the Guyanese unite. Well, if you see me in a nice party.
Okay, so Angel is in the comment stream and she says, the amount of time that they are willing to invest in you, people who don't have time for you, that means something. Alright? I could understand that. I mean, if somebody is genuinely interested in you, they should be able to spend some time with you, or, you know, invest their time in you. So I understand that. Let's see what else people have to say.
We like when West Indies bat, and if you come by me when it's Christmas time, everybody else get pepper pot. Well, if you see me in the truck nation, and I whining till in the front, and you bring them racism talk to me, you're gonna hear about your mother cousin. Well, tonight we're going to unite, we're gonna stop all the fuss and fight. From the back to the front, to the right, to the left, everybody hands in the light. We don't want race,
only race.
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 Give me the drum and the bass.
Okay, so another message contribution. This commenter says, you can't. There are some good actors and actresses out there. I could relate to this, based on experience that is. But as usual, I will give you my take on the topic after the half hour mark. So let me go see about more messages and voice notes. Stay tuned.
We looking at holy ways, we watching holy ways, we searching holy ways. We looking at holy ways, we don't watch race. Holy ways, we don't watch race.
All right, another commenter says, because men does always give away themselves, but with women it's different because we're more slick. Everything about you guys has changed. Plus, how we know if you're not serious is if you just want to hit and go, and according to how you talk to us. And there are also some men that are even brave enough to tell you straight up that they want to hit and go. Well, honesty is the best policy, isn't it? So, I guess you should appreciate the fact that the man isn't just wasting your time. He's telling you, look, I just want peace and I will go the damn away.
Yo, Joey, you know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen to this.
So somebody came in earlier and said, there are a lot of good actors and actresses out there, and that's very true. I've seen both men and women, this is not my opinion, commenting messages that came in. I've seen both men and women go to some serious lengths to get what it is they want out of a relationship, or what it is they want from a person that they would fool into thinking that they're in a serious relationship with. I've seen men wait years just to have sex with somebody and roll up. I've seen men go to church, get baptized and saved just to get peace. I've also seen women, I've seen women pretend to live two separate lives just to make an impression on somebody, to get what it is they want from that individual. There are, unfortunately, a lot of unscrupulous people around, and that's just the nature of human beings, I guess. They are good human beings and they're bad human beings. And there are those who will be willing to do things that are not necessarily fair to get what it is they want, and that may cause undue emotional harm to persons in the place. All right. Right, so remember again, if you want to contribute to the show, just hit the message button at the top of the Facebook page, send us a message, be it text or voice note, and it will be read or played on the podcast. Or if you have my number, you could just send your message there. I'm debating whether or not to give out my number on the podcast, because I don't want nobody messaging me and harassing me unnecessarily. But I'll think about it, and if I do, I do, and if I don't, I don't. But you can send your messages and voice notes into the Voice Note Files podcast page. Just click the message button or tap it. Or you could just come in on the comment stream if you mind letting everybody know who you are. Come in on the comment stream and leave a comment, and I'll read that out for you, the rest of the audience who listen after the show. And when I'm talking about listening after the show, the Voice Note Files is available on 7 other platforms. They are audio only platforms, and the show is available there after it's live on Facebook. So you have 8 chances and 8 ways of listening to the podcast.
Listen to me flow. My God, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me say it in Fox.
Alright, so do you think it's fair for people to trick people, get what they want to get out of them? You think it's fair for men to pretend and to do all these things just to get peace? Should a guy just be straight up and say, yo, watch, this is what I'm looking for, I would like X, Y, Z? And should a woman just be straight up and say, yo, this is what I'm looking for, I would like X, Y, Z? And then leave it up to the other partner to decide, you know, if they're going to be with that or not. Wouldn't that make things easier?
You're not the only one, yes, me say it in Fox. The man of you like a wallpaper. He of you like a screensaver. You must see my think you we have alone. Papa is showing up while you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaver. He of you like a screensaver. You try and hashtag the man on Instagram. The next day you see you get an instant ban. You post up a picture them on Facebook. He said, baby, take it down, I don't like how I look. He was your profile pic, baby, on WhatsApp. He said the next time you're gonna get a hot slap. Now you want throw shades when you in a love trap. You don't peel stone when you're there a glass shop. My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thinking you have alone. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a squeeze, eh? You looking for horn, let me play that for you. In Guyanese terms, you getting up low. He facing the sun and reflecting you. You ever sit down and think why he call you shadow? He tell you enough time that he need him space. Baby say cheat, he hide him face. Now this is the thing that I don't embrace. But this song is not what crazy is. Again, my girl, you like a song track. You play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, they stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper.
Somebody else came in, I think. People rather would have said that you can't necessarily determine if someone is serious or if they're gaming you. While that may be so, I think there may be some indicators that you're being made something that shouldn't be made. Like, well, people used to see you getting made a thing with the two long ears and a tail. There are some, in my mind, some classic telltale signs that somebody is trying to get something out of you and they're not being 100 with you, they're not being on the level with you with what it is they want out of the relationship. More on that, stick around until the half mark.
The best sport in the neighborhood. So right now I'm broke, really broke, and I need money. So no man in the world who could fork like me. Hotel a forking, whole night a forking, in the morning forking, in the evening forking, when it rain a forking, in the sun a forking, thunderstorm a forking, every day a forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using. They say this is so confusing. People want the way I'm moving. And the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using. Their sequence is so confusing. Well, I like the fork, as a good worker. My favorite plant, banana sucker. Well, this woman asks me to come fork she land. She want to work with, she lazy husband. I said, listen lady, make a plenty ego. If I can't work with you, I have to say no. She said, tell me crazy, I don't understand. I said, I'm going to tell you straight, I don't fork with my.
Hear me. Whole day I'm forking, whole night I'm forking, in the morning forking, in the evening forking, when it rain I'm forking, in the sun I'm forking, thunderstorm I'm forking, every day I'm forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, their sequence is so confusing. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, their sequence is so confusing. Well, some people cheap,
people cheap.
That's a big mistake,
big mistake.
You just buy them fork,
buy them fork.
That Chinese make,
Chinese make.
You don't buy them thing,
buy them thing.
Them thing is fake,
them thing is.
But my fork is strong. It has take long for break.
All right. While we wait on more commenters to come in and people to send their voice notes, and of course me to give you my opinion on this topic, I decided I'd read an article for you. 11 signs you're being used in a relationship. This article is from Bustle.com, and the signs are, 1, they make you feel uncomfortable. It says your relationship should be comfy and easy, yet they often aren't. Of course, this can happen for any number of reasons, but sometimes discomfort comes from the lack of balance in the relationship. That's why if someone is using you, you may start to feel increasingly uncomfortable around them. All right. I guess that's the little voice in your head saying, you know, something just isn't right. Sign 2, they make you afraid to say no. In the same vein as above, if someone is using you, they may start this weird sort of power play that leaves you afraid to say no. As New York City-based life coach Julie Milieu noted on her blog, users send messages that denying their request would spell doom for you. And this is how they manipulate you. Whether it's the threat of being fired, defriended, or dumped, such fear tactics are a big sign to watch out for. Sign 3. They're only nice when it's convenient. Beware of people who are only super sweet and thoughtful when they want to borrow something or ask a favor. These are the same people who will cold shoulder you once they get what they want. As Jessica, I am not even going to try to pronounce this last name, noted in Canadian Living, one of the biggest red flags indicating that you're being used is having a friend suddenly do an about face after getting what she wants or he. It may be tough, but try not to get wrapped up in such fakery. All right, we have a text message response in here. So let me read this for you. This one comes in from Domo. It's very difficult to identify the ideal person. But most times when we have a discussion, with the hurt person, they always state that they always felt an uneasiness within but never took it seriously or just brush it off. But I believe it's that built-in instinct our religious persons would say God warning us. But we refuse to follow are unsure or are unsure because you're probably supporting financially. But I think they should talk to older persons for advice or follow their guts. Yeah, I think that gut feeling is a very useful thing. It's something I think almost everyone has. A little voice in our head, that uneasy feeling. I think we should pay more attention to it. I think sometimes we get blinded by infatuation or what we would like to be. But I agree with what this person is saying here. Most people who have been in terrible relationships or relationships where they've been used have often said, according to this individual and some conversations I've had, that they feel uneasy. And I was just reading that, or not feeling uneasy, that in the article here, that they make you feel uncomfortable and they make you feel bad for saying no and these kind of things. Thank you for coming in with your contribution, Damo. Okay, good. So back to the article. The article continues. They only call at night. This one is classic when it comes to dating. The oddly timed text message. Unless you're both on board for midnight hookups and last minute dates, don't settle for this sort of treatment. It's often a sign that the other person is just keeping you around until something better comes along, and that can really hurt. Sign 5. They are all about the favors. A user will often paint themselves as the most helpful person on the planet, but somewhat creepily, they are often only doing so to benefit themselves, according to Emilio. They'll do a very small favor for you and then use that to create a sense of guilt and obligation in you. When it comes time for them to ask a favor, they'll bring up all they did for you. And it just screams of guilt tripping. With all the favors, the guilt tripping, and the outlandish request, be prepared to feel some resentment. Cornister says, this won't be the case in a balanced relationship where everyone's needs are being equally met. Sign number 7, they don't focus on your needs. Think about the possible user in your life. Does he or she ever focus on your needs? Probably not, as Melio said. This is why they are a user. If you mention your needs, they will ignore them or even argue with you. Once you realize that what they're up to, it can all seem pretty obvious. Sign number 8, they've used you for personal gain. If your friend is your friend betraying your trust and trying to snatch up everything you love, this name Padiacola. I don't know. This is gonna make me bite my tongue. This could mean anything from flirting with a person you mentioned you were interested in, or stealing your ideas and claiming them as their own, in order to get ahead at work. If so, run for the hills. This person obviously does not have your best interest at heart. Sign number 9. They rope you in again and again. Anyone can pull this age-old trick, but it's especially common in romantic relationships. Think about the partner who ignores you just until you're about to give up. Excuse me a second. Alright, I'm back. Who ignores you just until you're about to give up, before suddenly asking to hang out. Noted Michelle. Why do these people have so cruel last names? These things are going to make... Anyways. Noted Michelle on lovepanky.com. It's the classic move that shows this person is keeping you around for selfish, usury reasons. Sign number 10. They always forget their wallet. Keep an eye on how often you reach for your wallet, whether it's with your so-called friends, rather, or family members, as Toya Shari said on MadamWar.com. If you find yourself constantly covering dinner, the movies, and all their expenses, it could be a sign that they're using you for cash. Or a free meal. Or a free date. Or outing. They never give anything in return. Sign number 11. Many people have experienced relationships that seem entirely one-sided. When that's the case, you may feel like you're the only one putting in any effort, the only one making plans, the only one buying gifts, etc., etc., etc. Again, relationships are about balance. If your partner seems unwilling to occasionally return the favor, don't be surprised when you start to feel used. Now, I'm not saying you should resent doing favors or working late or occasionally picking up the tab, but do pay attention to these little red flags, as well as why you've turned yourself into the proverbial doormat. With a little self-care, as Cornister says, you can start to even out these unbalanced relationships. This article was published on Bustle by Carolyn Stieber, May 5th, 2016. Right. So those right there are 11 signs that you're being used in a relationship. Be it romantic, friendly relationship, work relationship, professional, whatever. Those are 11 signs that you may be being used. Right, so let me make a quick check on the phone here. I think I have a message. Right. Okay then, so we are 26 minutes into the podcast. I might as well start talking about what I think. Topic. Right, how can you tell if a potential partner is serious as opposed to if they're just playing games or out to use you? People that generally want to be in your life or that are generally serious about being in your life, you're going to find that they find time for you. That is not to say that someone who's trying to use you isn't going to make you feel like they're finding time for you, especially if they're unemployed. They ain't got nothing to do. They're going to find time for you. But someone who's employed, someone who has a life of their own, someone who has responsibilities and commitments, if they're interested in you, they're going to find time for you. Now, imagine this. Imagine being in a relationship with a man or a woman, and something comes up like you're hospitalized. It may be something minor, like a day in the hospital for some reason or the other. Someone who's interested in you is going to find time to come and visit you in that day. Or in the short stay that you're there. Someone who's not interested in you isn't going to show up at all, point blank. It's not going to happen. Like I said, people who are interested in you will find time for you. They will not shrug responsibilities or promises that they make you. So if someone is interested in you and they promise, say, I'll take you out to dinner tonight, unless they really can't help it, they're not going to stand you up. They're not going to just not show up or not give you an excuse, or they're not going to just offer a lame excuse to get out of it. Someone who's interested in you is not going to force you to do something that you don't want to do. If you say that you're not with something, you're not in for something, they're not going to force it. They're going to respect your boundaries and your wishes, and they're going to ease off the topic. What else? Okay, let's talk about the flip side. Someone who's not interested in you. Well, clearly, time is going to be an issue. They're not going to be finding much time for you. You'll notice sometimes, like I think the article talked about it, you only get calls when it's affordable for them, when it works out for them in terms of they're able to get something from you, when they need something, So you might go for days not hearing from the person, and then suddenly they give you a call like, remember the textbook you had when you did go into high school? I could borrow it. So you gotta be careful for people who just scroll back up. Let me see what's in the comment stream here. Hey, Sherman, good night. Welcome to the podcast. We're talking about how can you tell if a potential partner is serious as opposed to if they're just playing games or out to use you. Yeah, so I was saying, you're going to know if someone is out to use you by their actions. If they're forcing certain, especially in romantic relationships, if they're pushing for something to happen or they're pushing to get something out of you. Like every time you see them or every time you have a conversation with them, it's just about this $500,000 to even buy a car or when you're going to finally have sex or whatever the case is, then that person clearly has something else in mind other than a relationship with you. They're not with you for the sake of being with you or because they love you. They're with you because there's something to get out of it. Some people may be comfortable with that, but I think that's really underhanded and it shouldn't be encouraged. Right? It doesn't make sense to be with somebody simply because it profits you. That isn't to say that a relationship should not better you in some way, but you should not force it to better you, if I'm making any sense at all. You shouldn't be trying to get something out of somebody while you're in a relationship. You're in the relationship, and by you being in the relationship, you're now going to have access to certain things naturally. It's not something you're going to have to force. If somebody can afford to help you buy a car and they see that's a need for you, and they could afford it, they probably will. If somebody is always forcing an issue, maybe they're more interested in whatever that issue is than they are in you. So that's something to look out for. People are very good actors. Yes, somebody did say that in an earlier message that came into the podcast. But the thing with acting is that you have to slip up at some point. It might not be one of these a slip up that looks like an explosion on TV. It's not going to be, like widely obvious. But there, if you sit and you take your time and you think and you pay attention to clues and hints and all these things and you pay attention to the person you're with, you're going to notice things. Like we were talking about, or like I was saying earlier in the podcast, I think Damo mentioned that people who are in relationships who have been used often say they felt uneasy. That uneasy feeling probably is because you noticed something that you just shoved to the back of your mind. A lot of us get into relationships and we see things like what people say. You're sitting in there and you go for fire, sticking in night for find it. We see things before the relationship goes full-fledged or before it goes to marriage or gets real serious. And then we just ignore them thinking, maybe it's just a one-time thing or it's a small thing. But then when you get into a marriage or when you get serious with this person, you realize that that little thing that you saw, that you put at the back of your mind, was a warning. It was something that you should have paid more attention to. So just like when you're using the road, when you're driving, when you're walking, and you're being cautious and observing others, exercise the same caution when you're in a relationship. Observe your partner. Listen to the words that come out of their mouth. Oftentimes, people will say things, and you may not put enough weight on what it is they're telling you. Someone that's with you may be telling you, like, straight to your face, I love you because, let's say because you've given me the best sex I've had in years. Or, I love you because of how free-handed you are. pay attention to these things. You're not saying I love you for the person you are with all your flaws, or I love you because you try your hardest every day to make ends meet, or I love you because you're such a caring person, or I love you because you're always there for me, even if it's not financially, but emotionally, you just find time for me and these things. They're putting weight on material things. They love you because the sex is good, because you're free-handed. Pay attention to what people tell you. People often see exactly what they mean, but we're just not paying enough attention in a relationship to hear them. And with that, we're at the 35-minute mark. Let me tell you once again about our sponsors. The two businesses that you won't have to worry about playing games with. Excuse me, yes. Diamond Optical, located on the 3rd floor of City Mall. Telephone number 2238433. Diamond Optical is the best place to get deals on contact lenses and spectacles. They have a 6-month credit plan. Also, free lifetime servicing of your spectacles. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. Frank Information Technology Solutions. Frank Information Technology Solutions specializes in open source solutions for businesses, both small, medium, and large. Find them on Facebook. Frank Information Technology Solutions, it just fits. Stay tuned. I'll be back with you after this short music.
Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the party since they not right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir.
All right, so I'm back again. Sorry about that. My call is all but gone, but you know, I still have this occasional call that I have to deal with. So yeah, pay attention. Attention is something that's lacking in relationships, and sadly, it's not just the reason some of us get used, but it's also the reason some of our relationships don't last, because we're not paying attention to our partners and their needs and the things that they see and the things that they do. Also, your gut, like was mentioned earlier, always pay attention. If you feel uncomfortable in something, just roll out. Don't waste time. Oftentimes, just in general life, you'd be at home and you'd want to go someplace and something be at the back of your mind saying, no, don't go. And then you're going to put on your clothes and you're going to really get in trouble. Then you'd be like, you know, I should stay home. So you tell me stay home. Listen to that little voice in your head. Yeah, I think that's basically it for what I think. People who are serious are going to find time for you. They're going to be putting you, if not first, very close to first priority. You're going to see that they're not lying to you unnecessarily, if at all. They will be open with you. They won't hide things from you. They'd be eager to see you, especially if it's a romantic relationship. Somebody that's eager to see you is somebody that's really interested in you. If you're with somebody and they ain't really fussy to see you, as we say in Guyana, then maybe that person isn't serious about you. Maybe that person has someone else on the side, or maybe you were the person on the side. Especially in a relationship that's just started, a young relationship. Your boyfriend or your girlfriend should be eager to see you. There's nothing like hearing, like being home or being at work and getting a visit from your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your man or your woman. Puts a smile on your face, brightens your day. So if that person isn't eager to see you, if they don't just pop in when they can because they can, that's a sign that maybe that person isn't serious. It's the little things that often matter, and the little things that often let us know that maybe this relationship or this friendship isn't going to work out. It's not probably meant to be a long-lived affair or a long-lived friendship or relationship. Yeah, that's my two cents, and my two cents has come by the 45-minute mark in a podcast. 40-minute mark in a podcast. This topic is, it's an interesting topic in that there is no surefire way of knowing if somebody's interested in you, like someone said earlier. I read out and I reiterate again. There are some very good actors out there. At least one of us or a few of us would have encountered people who are very, very good at concealing their true intentions. So it is kind of like a leap of faith when you get into a relationship. But there are some things you should look out for. Look out for the way that person treats you. Look out for the things that they say to you. Look out for the amount of time that they allocate to you. Are they going to put you off for something that's not important at all? Do they keep their word? You know the things that are important to you. You know the qualities that are important to you. You know what you're looking for in a mate. Does this person portray or do they have any of those qualities? You don't necessarily have to have all of those qualities. Maybe they have 3 out of 4 or 2 out of 4 or 2 of the major ones out of 4 or 5. If you are willing to work with them and to invest the time with them to get them to have the other 3, because I believe that people who are in love with other people will change for the people that they are in love with. If, for instance, I'm in love with Patsy, and Patsy doesn't like me drinking, you'll find that I'll probably try to ease up drinking or stop altogether simply because she's not with it. She doesn't like it. That doesn't mean that everything Patsy likes or doesn't like is what I'm going to do. We are individuals, but we give and take in relationships. We compromise for the sake of the relationship. And if somebody is not willing to compromise at all in a relationship for you, then maybe that relationship is not for you. I'm not saying if they're not willing to compromise in terms of, I like to drink, so I should be allowed to drink. And if they can't compromise with me on drinking, then there's it. Drinking is, it's a nice social thing, but it's not necessarily the best of practices. So if somebody is against drinking and you got to drink, and you feel that drinking is more important than that person, maybe you should start examining yourself. But yeah, compromise is important. If somebody is willing to compromise for you, it may be a sign that they don't really care about you. Compromise. It's not going to be easy to compromise for somebody, but I feel that if you love them, that, you know, you can make a compromise or 2 or 10. Or, you know. Right, so I'm sorry that the Voice No Fires doesn't have listeners of an older persuasion, like in their 60s and 70s probably. Because I noticed that, and this is just a slight observation, that relationships and marriages back in the day used to last longer than they do present day. You find relationships and marriages generations before us lasting 50 years, 49 years, 60 years, 55 years, and these kind of things. And it's really heartwarming, and it can move you sometimes, you know, to realize that there are people who would have made it this far so long in one relationship with the same person. And it makes you wonder sometimes, what is the younger generation doing different from the older generation? What is the secret sauce that the older generation had that the younger folks don't? Maybe we should start spending more time with our older folks, having conversations with them and patterning ourselves after them. But then again, that might be looked down on by society today as being boring and dressing like your auntie or you've got old people ways. But the fact remains that marriages and relationships back then lasted longer. Today, people get married today and get divorced 2-3 weeks later, 6 months later, and all these kind of things. Relationships start today, and by the end of the day, the relationship finished. So maybe the older folks had some secret sauce they didn't pass on, or they forgot to pass on to us. But as I said, be observant in your relationships. Look out for signs that you're being used. Look out for signs that you're not that person's priority. If somebody loves you, you should be a priority in their lives. You don't necessarily have to be the number one priority. You could be, you should though, be in the first 5 priorities. And pretty high up in the first 5. Like, you know, 3 should be all right. If you're not in the top 5 priorities, you need to check yourself and see why it's not, why it is that you're not in the top 5 priorities. Or don't ask, like, yo, you say you love me. Why is it that I'm not a priority in life? Why is it that I'm always second or last to everything in your life? Don't be afraid to know your worth and to act like you know your worth. Don't be afraid to walk out on somebody. Don't be afraid to get up and leave. If it is that you realize you're being used, you realize that that person really isn't interested in you and interested in having a relationship with you for whatever reason, or they're just trying to use you, then respect yourself. Recognize that you're worth more than that as a human being and just move on. It makes no sense in perpetuating their use of you. Just roll out.
Everybody whine, let me see you whine. While you broke off your back, while you go break your spine. I remember when was Republic. True. Everybody used to participate. For real. Was the private sector, the government, and the rebels through the gate. We used to represent for all the colors, every nation, culture, and creed. Was one people, one nation, under one flag, that you know we bleed.
From personal experience, though, I have encountered being you. It's one of those things in a man's life that can change him and not necessarily for the best. Most men that would have been used in the past and most people that would have been used in the past can become very cynical and calloused. Now, if somebody is going, if you are with somebody and you're going to be making time for that person, ensure that person appreciates sacrifice that you make to spend time with them, right? Ensure that they appreciate it, ensure that they understand the sacrifice, and ensure that they don't abuse the privilege. Don't have people calling you out of your workplace for very menial things. Don't be a slave, don't be a handyman or a handywoman. Not be a doormat. Don't be the person that's there because, you know, you like them and they realize that you like them so they could call you at any time, anything, something's wrong with them, and you're just available. Don't be that person. Be the person that realizes what you're worth. You're worth more than being somebody's handyman or handywoman. You're not a domestic. Certainly not a doormat. So don't put yourself as such.
Let me see you whine. While you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine. Hole and whine, juke and whine, dip and whine, sip some wine. Everybody whine. Let me see you whine. While you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine.
All right, we have a new message response in here. This one is from Dom, not Damo. It's a different person. Everyone can feel used if their expectations are not met. Paying attention to their friends and activities can be an indication if they're a player. Alright, I may need some clarification on what she's trying to say here, so I'll message her back and I'll let you know what she says.
All of the bands in time on the road, when the day that the band designed for the road. But we go into the street, see the boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street, and ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street, and somebody shoes so fall off.
Oh,
tell fame
like
band them turn up the heat, they tell the DJ put them up on repeat. To the road, take a wipe on the road.
No lime on the road, no crime on the road.
All of the bands in time on the road, when the day that the band designed for the road.
Wine on the road, take a wine on the road.
No lime
on the road, no crime on the road.
All of the bands in time on the road, when the day that the band designed for the road.
If they live the lifestyle, absolutely right. Sorry about that. Look at the lifestyle the person that you're interested in lives. Look at the people that they surround themselves with. I'm a little iffy on this one because I have a whole range of associates and I do a whole range of things. That doesn't necessarily define me as a person. The reason I'm saying this is this. If you know me, you know that I'm a very quiet person. I can be a very caring person. But if you know me, you also know that I socialize with a lot of people. People of different persuasions in terms of I have people that I associate with that drink heavily, party heavily. People I associate with have more than one partners and these kind of things. That does not necessarily mean that I party heavily. Actually, I don't party at all. Or that I have multiple partners or that I'm a player. But it is something you should look out for. While you're paying attention to this, also pay attention to the person that you're talking about, or the person that you're involved with.
Yeah. You ready for this one? Boy, it's agriculture month.
Put your hand in the air like
hand in the air.
Rock
in
the air like
rock in the air.
Rock in the air like
rock in the air.
Everybody work, let me go.
I want to see hands up. With your fork, hands up. With your fork, hands up. With your fork, I'm about to do some God work. I say hands up. With your fork, hands up. With your fork, flags up. With your fork, I'll be about to do some God work.
I am a farmer with a plot of land.
Uh-huh.
Don't have no money to employ no man. So me and my wife, we don't spoil the sand.
What we do, you know?
No garden tools in my possession. But I got a fork. It does work good.
Real good.
This the best fork,
best fork
in the neighborhood.
Neighbor.
So right now I'm broke.
Really broke.
And I need money.
Money.
So no man in the world
who
put fork like me.
Hotel a fork in. Whole night a fork in. In the morning forking, in the evening forking, when it rain a forking, in the sun a forking, told a storm a forking, every day a forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, they say this is so confusing. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using, people love the yard I'm using, they say this is so confusing. Well, I like to.
Alright, so we have about 6 minutes remaining in the podcast, and I will be closing it off here because something has just come up. Let me tell you before I go about our sponsors once again. Diamond Optical is located on the third floor of the City Mall. They're the place in Guyana where you can get the best deals on contact lenses and spectacles. Their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. Frank Information Technology Solutions provides open source solutions for businesses, small, medium, and large, in the area of point of sale, websites, and finance, and many others. Check them out on Facebook, Frank Information Technology Solutions. This is your host, Joel Frank, saying good night. Do enjoy your night, and I will be with you again on Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for contributing. I'll be in your ear again on Wednesday. I will try to get the topic out this evening or tomorrow morning so that you can know in advance what the topic is. Thank you once again.
Forking, everybody, forking if you see me, forking. Well, some people vex, they're writing letter. Plenty. That's a crazy ace. He getting vulgar if you see them posts
all over the place,
Facebook and Twitter. But they misinterpret, cause it's agriculture.
I want to see hands up with your fork, grabs up with your fork, flags up with your fork.
I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up.